Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Well, South Africa has one of the highest TB rates in the world, and the theme for World TB Day for this year is Yes, You Can and I Can End TB. Now, experts say that while great research has been done over the past years, we are still underdiagnosing TB, and this is hampering efforts to meet global targets to bring an end to TB by 2030. Now, the World Health Organization suggests that in 2021, only 57% of those with TB in South Africa were started on treatment, and the country's TB program also took a serious knock during the pandemic. But to unfold and unpack the World TB Day today, the CEO of TB HIV Care, Professor Harry Hausler. A very good morning to you, Professor, and welcome to welcome to the Early Breakfast.
Good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me to the interviews.
Let's talk about the signs and the symptoms in diagnosing TB. What exactly are we looking for, Professor?
Sure. Well, the main symptoms of TB are cough, fever, night sweat, and weight loss. So, but as you had mentioned, more than half of people with TB in our national prevalence survey had no symptoms and were only detected by chest X-ray. So this is why people at high risk for TB should have sputum checked with a gene expert that looks for the DNA of the bacillus. That means people at the highest risk are people living with HIV. They should have an annual test. And then people who've had TB in the last 2 years and close contacts of people with TB all should be tested. We call this targeted universal testing for TB or TAPS.
One of the most important things in terms of TB is the actual sputum collection. Are there challenges with the collection of sputum?
Well, sputum collection is usually quite straightforward. It should be done in an outdoor setting, and it should be done, you know, downwind of the person who's collecting the sputum. It's important to have a good sputum sample to get the best, the most accurate laboratory results. But the main thing is to ask people to take 3 deep breaths and then cough up a sputum from deep in their lungs. Some people do have a dry cough and find it hard to cough up sputum. So we can do sputum induction with hypertonic saline nebulization for patients who have no or inadequate sputum.
Chatting this morning to Professor Harry Hausler, the CEO at TB HIV Care, and we're chatting about the theme for World TB Day this year, which is Yes, You and I Can End TB. And experts say if we look at TB, Professor, tuberculosis remains one of the world's top infectious killers, causing 1.6 million deaths each year and affecting millions more, with the enormous impact on families and communities. Yet at the end of the day, when we look at it, TB is preventable, treatable, and curable. So why are we having this battle, Professor?
Well, I think that one of the big setbacks globally and certainly in South Africa was the COVID pandemic. And so there was a big decrease in, more than 20% decrease in the number of people who were tested for TB and diagnosed with TB during that time. So we then needed to implement new measures. And in the province of the Western Cape, there was a TB emergency response plan. Nationally, a year later, a TB recovery plan that were implemented. And there are a number of things. One is that if people have any of the symptoms of TB that we mentioned earlier, cough, fever, night sweats, and weight loss, they must go to clinic. People out there in the community can check TB symptoms with a self-screening app called the TB Health Check app. And that can be accessed by WhatsApp by simply dialing 0600 123456 on your phone. as a contact and send TB to the number and follow the prompts. It can be also accessed on USSD by dialing *134*832*5 and hash symbol. And then they're following the prompts. To date, we've had 120,000 people use the TB check to have their TB symptoms, but we're aiming for at least 1 million. But what more can be done to prevent TB? We have a new regimen of TB preventive therapy and new criteria for who can get TB preventive therapy. So, and we have shorter regimens. So people living with HIV and household contact are both eligible for preventive therapy. And then we need to scale up the shorter regimens as well.
Yeah. What do we talk about when we actually chat about the multi-sectoral accountability for TB and also the World Health Organization has a flagship initiative on TB for this year?
So one of the things that's really important about the response to TB is that while the work of the Department of Health is crucial and important, we also need other government departments to commit to fighting TB. So including, for example, the Departments of Social Development, the Department of Basic Education, even housing, ensuring good hygiene, preventing overcrowding, preventing malnutrition, all of those would have an impact on TB. So that's part of the multi-sector response. But also, government can't fight TB alone. So there has to be a partnership with the private sector and civil society to end TB. In terms of the flagship initiative, I should have mentioned that I also sit on the World Health Organization Civil Society Task Force on TB. And the Director General of WHO is very committed to TB, and he has launched a new flagship initiative, to really focus on preventing, treating, curing TB, to help support countries to step up their response, and as well to really advocate for the adoption of new diagnostics, new prevention regimens, and research to develop a new TB vaccine. The current TB vaccine we have, the BCG, was developed more than 100 years ago. So it's time for us to develop a new TB vaccine, because ultimately that will have a huge impact on decreasing TB globally and in South Africa.
Where do I go if I suspect, or a family or member of mine actually suspects that, listen here, I could be at risk of TB or TB symptoms? What is then the importance of going to your closest health facility?
So that's basically any public health facility in South Africa would be able to diagnose TB and to treat it. So the nearest clinic or community health center is where people should go if they have symptoms of TB. We've also been through the Global Fund to fight AIDS, TB, and malaria. There are some mobile chest x-ray services that can also be accessed to diagnose TB. But the simple answer is anybody with a cough, fever, night sweats, or weight loss should go to their nearest health facility to have a sputum collection done and to check to see if they have TB. And then if they start on TB treatment is very effective. TB is curable amongst all people with TB, whether a person is living with HIV or not.
Professor Harry Hausler chatting to us this morning, CEO at TB HIV Care, and of course the World Health Organization that celebrates World TB Day this year with the theme, Yes, You and I Can End TB. Professor, thank you so much for your time this morning. And if we look at it, you know, technical support and leading advocacy and effective partnerships. Enormous progress has been made over the past decade, but there's been an increase in the number of TB cases, not in only in South Africa, but actually worldwide. And this is due to the COVID pandemic, which sort of put TB and HIV on the back burner. But countries, huge burden, countries like Ethiopia, Kenya, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa, Tanzania, and Zambia have surpassed or reached the 20% target of reducing their TB cases at the moment.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.